Refusal to do your best at all times signals life's end. Refusal to do your best at all times signals life's end. How often do we see people on their deathbed? How often do we see people in their sick bed? How often do we see people who have told the world they're giving up? They're giving up and they want to die. Life is just too bothersome, too worrisome. Life is just too much terror for them, and they're giving up. When should we give up? Well, we give up whenever we find that life is not beautiful. We give up whenever we find that life is not wonderful, that the things that we are engaged in are not making us happy. We give up on everything. Every time we look at someone and we say, oh, that's too bad, we should always look at ourselves and look at everyone else and say, that is just wonderful. That is just fabulous. You are a most remarkable being. You are a most remarkable being, a most delightful being, a most fantastic being. You are something very special, and you make my life very wonderful. And I make my life wonderful. How often do I go around saying, I like me? How often do I go around saying, I feel great, I feel wonderful? And when I feel a little down, I just throw back my shoulders and lift up my chin and say, I am wonderful, I feel wonderful. To myself, I don't have to pronounce it to the world. I just pronounce it to myself. And when I pronounce it to myself, then that's who I am. That's what I'm living. That's what I'm being. To be positive about life makes life worth living. The end of life should never come to anyone except by surprise, except by an unexpected situation. The end of life should never come to anyone in their experience except when they have said to themselves, I give up. There's nothing more. When you shrug your shoulders, you throw out your hands and you say, I give up. I have no idea what to do. Then when you're at the bottom, the only place is to go up. You can't go further to the bottom than to the bottom. And when you're at the bottom, you go up. And you go up by saying, I like me. Oh, immediately your shoulders go back. I like me. Again, they go back. I like me. Up comes your chin. I like me. Out goes your chest. I like me. And as you say that, then you feel wonderful. And life is worth living. And it's not the end of life. It's only the beginning of another wonderful adventure. The beginning of another wonderful experience. The beginning of something fabulous happening in your life. I know that's the way it is for me. I know that every time I've had a downer, a situation that has pulled the rug out from under me, that has pulled the pedestal out from under me, I just stand there and say, so they say, I know I am wonderful. I know I am beautiful. I know I am good. How many people in this world look at you and know that you're wonderful and know that you're good? Now, there may be one or two who have not seen that because they have not seen it in themselves, and only because they have not seen it in themselves. And if you allow them to not see it in you, and then you don't see it yourself, you got a problem. Anytime anyone comes up to you and says, oh, you don't look too good, you immediately stick out your chest and up with your chin and say, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I feel marvelous. And as you say that, then you are that. But if someone says, oh, you don't look too good. No, I haven't been feeling too well. And you begin to moan and mourn, and you begin to flow downhill, and you begin to say about yourself the things that are not really true. They're not really true at all. How many people in this world dislike you? Count them up. How many people in this world dislike you? I would say that 99 and 99 plus 99 one hundredths of the people in the universe have no attitude at all about you. They only have an attitude about themselves. Now, if they are unhappy with themselves, they're going to go around finding unhappiness with everything else. And that means that everybody else is going to become a part of that program that they're going to find unhappiness with. Now, is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to live your life? What other people think? Now, you can only be who you are. You can only live your life according to who you believe you are. Now, who do you believe you are? What kind of person do you believe you are? Refusal to do your best at all times signals life's end. Now, are you ready to signal life's end? Are you ready to say, I give up? Or are you ready to just hang on in there and go? One man falls out of an airplane with a parachute. The parachute doesn't open, and he hits the ground, and they have to do like Humpty Dumpty, put him together again. And they do put him together again. He's got broken bones and broken this and broken that, but they put him together again because he doesn't even imagine that he's going to die. He doesn't imagine that he's going to have problems. He decides that he is going to continue racing. He is going to run. They told him he'll never walk again on different stages of his recuperation. And he says, I will run. I will run in the marathon. I will run. And he has such a goal for himself, a goal to live, a goal to be dynamic, a goal to be vital. These are articles in the newspaper every once in a while, in a magazine every once in a while. And the magazine, unfortunately, writes all too few of these. But if we were to search out in the world, search out in the universe, what people really like themselves, what people who have had a very terrifying, difficult experience have said to themselves, I am going to succeed. I am going to make it. I'm going to accomplish my goal. I'm going to live. I'm going to live. And you see, when you say that for yourself, when you say that about your life, when you say that about all the things that are going on in your world, then you will live. Yes, you will live. And you will live wonderfully. You'll live dynamically. You'll live excitingly. You'll live with all of the joy that the world could ever give to you, because that's who you are. That's just who you are, and that's always who you are. You want to live so joyously, so fantastically, so marvelously, that everything is going just for you. Everything is going just for you, and you know it. Refusal to do your best at all times signals life's end. Now, do you want to signal life's end? Do you want to signal that this is enough? You had all you're going to take? You're giving up? Lots of people have problems with their body. They're in wheelchairs. They're paraplegics and multiple loss of limbs, and they have no ability to do things. And they go out and do it. They go out and do it. Some of them take their mouth and take a paintbrush in their mouth and paint, and they paint beautiful works because they choose to do whatever they can. They choose to be whatever they can be. They choose to give all of their energy and all of their love and all of their expectation to being alive, to being dynamic, vital, and alive. You can too. Refusal to do your best at all times signals life's end. And is this what you want for yourself, to be at life's end? I would not think so. You want to be yourself and be the most wonderful, glorious, fantastic being that the world has ever known. It doesn't matter how little your expression is according to the world standards, but for you, it can be a glorious, dynamic expression, and you can do some marvelous things, just some moving things, some things that change the world, because you have chosen to refuse to do your best at all times signals life's end. You have refused to give up being the finest person you can be in whatever manner you can be it. I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. And so it is. Don't give up. Don't give in. Give your best, and you will win. I love you. I love you. I love you.